Buzzcast. 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 All right, I'm here at the Channel 9 table at Ask the Experts Night with Richard Fennell from Black Marble Limited. So, Richard, where do you hail from? Why did you come to PDC? And what do you find the most interesting?
Well, I've actually come over from the UK. My company runs out of Bradford, which is in Yorkshire, north of England. We're a gold partner over there. We're a small company doing software development, consultancy, a bit of everything, really. Get involved in all sorts of interesting little projects. So this is our sort of main educational event for the year. So we'll always try and come over. Some years it's tech ed, but if there's a PDC, we'd much rather come to the PDC, get to the source, find out what's going on. I think the thing I've seen here that's been most interesting has been Link, and I'm desperate to get using that and sort of thinking, oh, I'm just, what's the release going to be, the first release of it? Can I actually use it in commercial software? Is it going to be stable enough? And that sort of, it just make my life so much easier for the disparate type of projects we get involved in. We just have data coming from all sorts of sources, and we just, one unified way of dealing with them will really help. We also end up battling quite badly with ADO, because it never quite does what you want, so it's hopefully a unifying way forward.
Well, I believe that that's the case. I actually know a number of the people who worked on that team from back when it was sort of a vision until kind of where it is today. And I know that there's a lot of people really excited about the ability to treat objects and XML and databases all as a single unified sort of collections of things. So from your point of view, when you go back to the UK, what are you gonna other than Link perhaps, what are you gonna work on next?
I think the thing we're going to be working on next is the release candidate that we got for WIDBI today. So I think it's a case of it's a good deal's going to be evangelising back to other people in our company. And also quite a lot of our company's role is we do quite a lot of evangelising work in the area to local businesses and also to academia. So I think it's going to be having a good play with Visual Studio 2005 to get a good handle on how it's going to give a better development experience to people who are either already using Visual Studio, or for a lot of our customers who are still sitting in the land of VB, and we need a way to try and bring them forward. So I have to admit, I haven't managed to have a chat with anybody about it yet. Hopefully that's the experts. I will go and find them soon as to how good the VB6 to VB.NET converter is, because an awful lot of our customers have a lot of legacy code that they've not managed to move forward yet, and they've been daunted by the volume of manual work they knew they were going to have to do with .NET Framework 1.1 version of the converter. So hopefully the one in WIDBI is going to really help. And I'll keep swapping between Visual Studio and WIDBI at random, like everybody else seems to be here. It's everything seems to have four names at the moment, so
yes, we're all very aware of that. Very aware of that. So, anything you'd like to say to the millions of Channel 9 listeners?
Keep posting. I think while I've been here and met everybody from Channel 9, I've really realised I shouldn't lurk as much, and I should get out there and actively post, because that's the thing that pushes the community forwards.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll see you on Channel 9. Thanks very much, Richard.
Thank you.